G'day, I'm Mac, and this is ErkPod episode 455. This is a crossover episode with Erk to the Diary Room, which is my podcast about TV, entertainment, pop culture, and a lot more. From my hotel room in Vegas, we decide to, or I decide more to the point, because I'm the only one there, to take you around an American TV and see what's on the various channels. Coming up in future episodes on ErkPod and also on Erk to the Diary Room, you will be able to hear a similar exercise in both Japan and Singapore, which will be very, very different. Anywho, check out ErkPod and also Erk to the Diary Room, both on channelerk.com. Until next time, I'm Erk. Thanks for listening.
G'day, I'm Mac, and welcome to the special crossover episode between my talk podcast, ErkPod, and also Erk to the Diary Room. ErkPod is my travel slash talk slash personal journal podcast, whereas Erk to the Diary Room is based on TV, entertainment, pop culture, and more. I am here in Vegas. I have just been to New Media Expo, which is probably an episode on its own. But what I thought I'd do is bring you some American TV. I did a similar sort of thing last year when I was in Mexico City. I turned on the TV, I turned the volume up, and I gave you some sort of indication of what I was seeing in a hotel room. I'm at the Rio Hotel and Suites here in Vegas, of course, Vegas, Nevada. I am not on the Strip, but I'm in the Rio, which is the venue, which was the venue rather, for New Media Expo 2014. I have my Mexican bottle of Pepsi, which I purchased from the convenience store downstairs. I have a bottle opener. Fortunately, it's a bottle opener and keyring as supplied by my shift manager at my place of employment. So I can actually open this bottle of Pepsi because it's a bottle where you need a bottle opener, basically. So here we go. Let's see if the Australian guy knows how to use a bottle opener. Oh man, this is embarrassing. It's either embarrassing or it's a... Oh, I get it, I think. I get it now. What it is, it's I thought you'd have to like lever it off, but you just twist it. So it's a twist top, but the edges of it are really sharp, so you do need a bottle opener. And I'm so glad that this isn't a video podcast, because it would be really bad if it was a video podcast. The visuals aren't that amazing, and I'm not a sort of guy who records audio and video at the same time and then says, for those people who are playing along at home on the audio podcast, you have to imagine what I'm doing. So what I'm actually doing is I am trying to open, rather unsuccessfully, a Mexican bottle of Pepsi with this bottle opener that I've never used before, so I can have this Mexican Pepsi, which may be trapped inside this bottle forever. This is very un-Australian of me, because I don't usually have this problem, because we don't, for things like Pepsi and Coke and or what you'd call pop or soda, depending on what part of the US you're in. Screw it. We'll try and do this a little bit later. Anywho, let's turn on the TV. There is the possibility that this TV could contain movies, etc., that are from the hotel itself.
Hundreds of miles. But I really like it. It's nice here. The children are always playing.
So basically, what will happen is I'll leave the audio running for about a minute or so, and I'll try and describe what's going on, what channel I'm on, what I'm seeing, and that sort of stuff. In Australia, we do get a lot of American shows. I don't necessarily like to watch a lot of TV, so the shows that I'm watching here might not be the same as the shows that I'm watching in Australia. A lot of shows, what is happening now is that they're being fast-tracked over to Australia because they realise that people are BitTorrenting and whatnot, so rather than make people wait for weeks and there's spoilers on the internet and everything, they want to have people actually watching their shows. So we're going to start off on what appears to be ABC. It is just approaching 20 past 8 in the evening on Tuesday. Okay, so let's turn on the audio. Well, let me describe first what I'm seeing. There's a man walking through a door in his condo. Looks like he's just arrived home. And there's a strange person, by the looks of that, who could well be female, and she is inside his house, looking all Terminator-ish, maybe, as we go to an ad. Gotta find the mute button.
They are Nikon Eyes prescription eyeglass lenses. You get sharper, clearer vision. And unlike ordinary lenses, Nikon Eyes lenses resist scratches and...
Oops, didn't mean to do that.
...offers a 12-month replacement guarantee. Break or damage them, and we repair or replace them at no charge. So, if your son does something to your glasses again, you're covered. Nikon Eyes lenses available at Walmart and Sam's Club.
In the moments that matter most, you need more from your antiperspirant. That's why we created Degree Clinical Active Clean. Better odor protection than Secret Clinical. So you can do more. Degree Clinical.
At Farmers, we make you smarter about your insurance. Because what you don't know can hurt you. What if you didn't know that home insurance can keep your stuff covered, even when it's not at home? Or that collisions with wildlife on the road may not be covered. And what if you didn't know you could be liable for any accidents on your property? The more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Talk to Farmers and get smarter about your insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum,
bum, bum, bum. Ladies and gentlemen, Toyota Corolla.
Elevate your style. Introducing the all-new Corolla.
Why eat nachos on the run?
Toyota sell Corollas over here. Very, very, very interesting. That's a name that I associate with Toyotas in Australia. That was just a Taco Bell commercial. Let's go back to ABC.
It also means an all-new middle. An all-new romance.
Do not just go around kissing people without...
The middle. Only on Wednesday, 8, 7 Central. On ABC.
Millions indulged in the return of the taste. Thursday, the eliminations begin.
I don't want to be on the bottom.
And for one of these mentors, one single bite ends in a kitchen catastrophe.
These spoons are disaster.
Oh my gosh. The Taste, all new Thursday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
It's under 400 calories.
Under 400 calories.
It's under 400 calories.
Under 400 calories. It's my turkey flatbread from Dunkin'. What's in that?
Grass.
Sounds delicious.
Ugh.
Dunkin' has great-tasting sandwich options for under 400 calories. Try turkey sausage, veggie egg white omelet, or the new sliced turkey breakfast sandwich. Hurry in today. America runs on Dunkin'. Come in and get a great-tasting breakfast sandwich at Dunkin' today.
National University, we specialize in connecting people who have busy lives to a rigorous education that fits into it. Whether you're ready to complete your bachelor's, looking to advance your career with a graduate degree, or just want to learn something new, National University, where quality means flexibility.
Look, clearly there's been a misunderstanding. I'm a legitimate businessman.
S.H.I.E.L.D. has evidence your company has been siphoning funds into an offshore account for some very bad people.
My client's business is their business.
Well, my business is catching those guys. And if it turns out you've made profit from just one of them, S.H.I.E.L.D. is prepared to freeze all of your assets.
I'm calling a lawyer.
Do that, and my offer's off the table.
What offer's that?
Immunity.
Okay, breaking news. Breaking news from America, threats of a cheese shortage. More news at 11. Are they serious? We are watching a show on ABC. Let me see if I can find the info. Or not. Oh, this is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as the hashtag comes up. I'm thinking, what is the name of this show? And then the Twitter hashtag came up, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This is a show that Colin from Arrobras absolutely raves about, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay, so that's that. Interesting to see on the bottom of the screen while that was coming up, news of a possible cheese shortage. More news on ABC at 11. So we go to channel 12. There's an ad. There's an ad at the moment. It's an ad for NyQuil. NyQuil's good stuff. I had it in 2009. NyQuil, 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 we love you, you giant fucking Q, as Dennis Leary would say.
This is the magical new iPad Air with Retina display.
And this is the new Kindle Fire with an HDX display. It has nearly a million more pixels than the iPad Air.
This new iPad Air is astonishingly light.
The new Kindle Fire is actually 20% lighter.
Yes, but the iPad is only $499.
The Kindle's only $379.
I see.
The new Kindle Fire HDX. Sharper, lighter, for less.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I have never seen an ad for a Kindle. There we go. Basically, what that ad was showing, showing an iPad. Oh, this is how good an iPad is. No, Kindle's better. This is how good an iPad is. No, Kindle's better. iPad will get you on the price. Nah, Kindle's better. Very, very interesting. I don't even know what channel I'm on at the moment because there's ads. So I don't even know what channel I'm on.
There's nowhere to hide.
Is an angel with this?
No ordinary angel.
You're on heaven's hit list.
Supernatural, tonight 9, 8 central.
Arsenio is back.
And back is beautiful.
The Arsenio Hall Show.
Weeknights at 10 on the CW Las Vegas.
At 49, it's not easy staying in shape. Working out can be a challenge. But when I'm done, it's worth it. Because I'm worth it. LVAC is my gym, and this is my story. What's yours?
Right now, it's just $5 to start.
My name is Manny San Juan. I've been to Lone Max several times, just to get caught up on bills. You know, you never know. Usually, it's not a large amount, so the fact that they'll loan you, even $100 helps. It may not seem like a lot of money, but Lone Max was there when I needed it. There was no credit check, it was quick and easy, and I got to keep my car. Thanks, Lomax, for being there when I needed you.
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Golightly & Associates, 222-3333.
Wow, this jumbo popper chicken's so great, huh?
I got the spicy ones. My tennis elbow.
It's a shame you got a tennis elbow.
My doctor said I should spice it.
Yeah, probably ice it is what he said, seeing as how icing is an actual remedy and spicing is not.
He said ice it.
I'm gonna live.
Yeah!
Well, you just have tennis elbows.
Mean I'm gonna live!
Two good cures for common hunger. Original and spicy jumbo popcorn chicken, starting at just $1.99. This is how you Sonic.
You need to listen. Everything is about to change.
What did you do? Something is coming.
Stay the hell away from her! Maybe it's time for my payback. I'll kill him. All of them.
Ah! Returns with an Only Brother show next Tuesday at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
Last time I saw you, Royal Street was burning and you are fleeing the city from your daddy.
I thought you were dead.
You never looked back to find out. Why are you here?
Elijah. I think Klaus has done something to him.
Stop right there. There's one thing I learned about you, Michael, since it's don't get in the middle of family feuding. Doesn't end well.
There's nothing wrong between us. I swear it, on my life.
Your life means something to me. Give me the privilege of honesty or that will cease to be the case. I like her. And I think it's mutual, but I haven't done anything about it, and I wouldn't. Not and you won't. I love my sister, but she lacks fortune when it comes to men. They come and go for her, but I am the constant.
Huh. Would help if I hit the info button.
Family. Well, you said I was family. I've begged you to turn me into a vampire. And I told you I will turn you when you're ready.
I think it's some sparkly sort of vampire show. The information button on the TV isn't working. And neither... Neva does the guide button, which doesn't help. This channel is the CW, which appears to be a local station, like a local affiliate of something. Next channel.
Well, I hope you find the man responsible. Agent Booth, I've got about 20 minutes till my next class.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you know, why don't you go mingle?
What do I mean?
Because you're a girl. Listen, because it's illegal for me to question any of these kids without their parents, okay? Look, you're a civilian, okay? So take your pick.
Good point.
This is George. The day building a playset begins with a surprise twinge of back pain and a choice.
Take up to 4 Advil in a day. Or 2 Aleve for all day relief.
That's handy.
But miss real pleasure? The pleasure you crave just got real. Light and Fit Greek non-fat yogurt. Irresistible flavors like toasted coconut vanilla with a thick, creamy texture. Never have 80 calories tasted so satisfying. Light and Fit Greek tastes satisfaction without sacrifice. Danon.
That was actually an interesting ad. It was an ad for yogurt. It was set in a park, and there was a guy eating some ice cream, and this really fit woman wants to eat ice cream as well, but she's watching her figure. So she rips a page out of a book and makes an ice cream out of paper. And then she goes over, presumably, to talk to the guy. And the whole premise of the ad is, you don't have to eat paper that looks like ice cream to have ice cream, pretty much.
See that, Bill? People call me about this every day. You know, it's not always the machine. It may be the detergent. Add Finish Power Up to boost your detergent and you'll see a huge difference. Cloudiness, spots, stuff stains, even dishwasher buildup, gone. So don't give up. Add Finish Power Up.
This is a rush. Color that's vibrant.
The one and only Fairy Up by L'Oreal.
Multifaceted color that transforms you.
Triple highlights that shimmer from every angle. Never dull, never flat. Fairy Up by L'Oreal Paris.
Say yes.
Hey, okay, we're Beyonce.
Anyone have occasional constipation, diarrhea, gas, bloating?
Yes.
One Philips Colon Health probiotic cap each day helps defend against these digestive issues with 3 strains of good bacteria. Live the regular life. Philips.
My Network TV. Okay, where's this? We're at the Grand Canyon University. They've got a medical center, and they've got cheerleaders, and they've got a college of education, and they've got school kids, and there's a chapel, and there's basketball, and people graduate. Yay!
private Christian education, the affordability of a state university. Visit gcu.edu.
Your mouth does a lot for you in the course of a year, so start off your new year by giving it the absolute care it deserves. Absolute Dental can help you get a healthier, brighter, and straighter smile even without insurance. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com. The best bet.
Funny how?
And you don't know.
Whoa, wait, see, he's a big boy. He knows what he said. Funny how?
The singing and dancing. Your commercials. You make people laugh.
The only song and dance you're gonna get out of me is in my commercials.
Call 8384-5245. That's basically an ad for if people need bail money. And so they call that number and they get a bail bond, I think. But there's the ad was saying in the subtitles, you can get free t-shirts and we'll give you a lift home after we give you some money to get home, sort of thing. I don't even know if this is an actual station with actual programming or if it's just ads. I'll give it a little bit longer and then I might have to go to the next channel.
Looked into me because he deserved a better future and make his dream come true. And without Long Max loan, my son can go to college.
Behold the keepers of mystery. Specius Speciosus and his trusty sidekick, the Tibbison Pearson.
Ooh.
Ah. What mystery? If Brianna Swanson was kidnapped, they didn't take her far. The presence of these two species together suggests that she died within a 1 mile radius of the hotel where she disappeared.
That whole area was thoroughly searched within hours of her disappearance.
Yeah. I think her body was jammed into a storm culvert for over a month until those thunderstorms 2 weeks ago.
Washed the remains down to the treatment plant.
FBI forensics should check out the culverts and drains large enough for a 9-year-old girl around the hotel.
The hotel booth?
Don't come around again looking for a second chance. That was a one-time offer, baby.
Really?
No? What? No, not.
And this appears to be some sort of CSI, although then again, as I said, it's very difficult for me to tell because they often don't put the name of the program on the screen when they come back from an ad. And the guide and the info buttons aren't working on the remote. So we'll go up and we'll probably see another ad. This one has a hashtag on the screen of Sempera My Amor, which I think is Spanish for something or whatever. It's a bunch of schoolgirls talking in Spanish, and when I say schoolgirls, I'm talking what the Americans would basically call elementary school or we'd call primary school.
Si me permiten, yo quisiera decir unas palabras. Quiero brindar por mi hijo Arturo y su bellísima prometida. Hijo, hace muchos años cometí el error de darte la espalda, de perderme de los mejores momentos de tu vida, como el nacimiento de mi nieta. Hoy no voy a cometer el mismo error. Quiero desearles toda la felicidad del mundo. Y lo más importante, que que su amor permanezca intacto por siempre. Salud.
Salud. Salud.
Empezaron los discursos, creo que me toca a mí. Bueno, a todos, muchas gracias por acompañarnos en esta velada y por celebrar con nosotros este compromiso. A ti, mi amor, gracias por aceptar ser parte de esta familia y de querer formar una familia a mi lado y al lado de mi princesa, la Nanza. Bueno, me imagino que todos se estarán preguntando cuándo va a ser la boda. Pues Isabel y yo ya pusimos fecha. ¿Qué dices?
Sí, no, yo lo digo, pero antes quisiera darles las gracias a todos por...
He's not gonna marry her.
What is it? I mean, the woman,
he's not gonna marry her.
Not working?
D-Ray, he's not marrying her, is he?
I don't think he is because the breakup itself, it shows that she's willing to leave when things get hard. And a lot of women don't know that the reasons why we wait on marriage is to see if we're compatible as a group. That's why you see women taking a lot of selfies pictures and not couplings pictures.
There is something to that.
All the selfies, not a lot of couplings pictures, because women, you got to see if we're compatible as a team. You can't just leave when things get rough.
Go team. Let's listen to some more of the Facebook comments. Joan and Sarah, what do you got?
We have another one, don't like. It's from Albert G. He says, nowadays people don't even feel the need to be married in order to be in a committed relationship.
That's so Kourtney Kardashian to think that not everyone needs to be married, but I'm single, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. I say, whatever works for you works for you. If you want a ring, go for it. And if not, live your life.
That's so Kourtney Kardashian. That's a term. That's a term. Well, that means something.
Yeah, that's something we should deal with later. It's hard, by the way.
The guy's saying, you don't necessarily need a ring, but sometimes that's exactly what women want. I mean, it's important.
I don't know. I'm more Southern. I'm more traditional. I think it will eventually end up in a committed relationship, which is a marriage, but that's just me. I also live in La La Land, where everyone decides to have babies and then they decide to start dating. So that's a whole different issue out in LA, which is awkward.
Well, the reason they do that is sometimes, I mean, just speaking from a lot of different point of views, you want to see what the baby looks like first before you commit.
You're
genetically window shopping.
That's right, especially
exactly.
If
that's
all right, guys.
That's tomato.
Listen, I think we've learned a lot here today, but
I don't think we have.
We gotta end it somewhere. Christy, Ray, Dean.
This show is called Showbiz Tonight, and it just seems to be basically asking a panel show about various pop culture sort of things that we're talking there about marriage and a lot of women taking selfies rather than taking photos with their partners and whatnot. So let's move on.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure you did.
Introducing AT&T Digital Life, personalized home security and automation. Get professionally monitored security for just $29.99 a month with limited availability in select markets.
If you have moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis like me, and you're talking to your rheumatologist about trying or adding a biologic, this is Humira Adalimumab. This is Humira working to help relieve my pain. This is Humira helping me through the twists and turns. This is Humira helping to protect my joints from further damage. Doctors have been prescribing Humira for over 10 years. Humira works by targeting and helping to block a specific source of inflammation that contributes to RA symptoms. For many adults, Humira is proven to help relieve pain and stop further joint damage.
Humira can lower your ability to fight infections, including tuberculosis. Serious, sometimes fatal events such as infections, lymphoma, or other types of cancer have happened. Blood, liver, and nervous system problems, serious allergic reactions, and new or worsening heart failure have occurred. Before starting Humira, your doctor should test you for TB. Ask your doctor if you live in or have been to a region where certain fungal infections are common. Tell your doctor if you have had TB, hepatitis B, are prone to infections or have symptoms such as fever, fatigue, cough, or sores. You should not start Humira if you have any kind of infection.
Ask your doctor if Humira can work for you. This is Humira at work.
You ready for this?
No way.
In Osage County, it's going to be one mother of a family reunion. Grape and Roberts are marvelous.
And Barbara's separated, right?
Is there a younger woman involved?
That's pleasant.
August, Osage County. Rated R.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a big meeting when we land, but I'm so stuffed up I can't rest.
Truth is, NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels don't unstuff your nose.
They don't?
Nope. They don't have a decongestant.
Really?
Really. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night fights your worst cold symptoms, plus has a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose. Alka-Seltzer Plus.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Can't find Theraflu? Try Alka-Seltzer Plus for fast liquid cold and flu relief.
At his current pace, Bob will retire when he's 153. Which would be fine if Bob were a vampire. But he's not. He's an architect with two kids and a mortgage. Luckily, he found someone who gave him a fresh perspective on his portfolio. And with some planning and effort, hopefully Bob can retire at a more appropriate age. It's not rocket science, it's just common sense. From TD Ameritrade.
This is CNN. Closed captioning hours provided by InventHelp.
Inventors, do you have an idea for an invention or a new product? InventHelp can help you try to patent your idea and submit it to companies. Call today for your free information.
A continuing cycle of violence and thuggery. That's how the police association in Omaha, Nebraska describes a disturbing video it posted on its website. The video shows a boy in diapers being told to repeat profanities and sexual comments by the adults who were taping him. The union says it posted the video to educate the public about the culture they are dealing with in Omaha. But critics say posting the video goes too far. We've blurred the toddler's identity and censored the bad language, but I want to warn our viewers, the video is still disturbing. CNN's Casey Wyan out front with this story.
Shows a young child, perhaps 2 or 3 years old, in a disturbing, profane war of words with at least three adults. They seem irritated over a fallen chair.
You a bitch. You doing a fit right now, little you. You talking that now?
The child then flips his middle finger at the camera.
You too.
The toddler, whose face was shown in the original video but CNN has obscured, exchanges at least 35 swear words with the adults in the 1 minute 23 second video.
Say bitch. Sounds like that's why you can't fight.
You a bitch.
Bitch.
They discuss sexual matters, even apparent gang affiliations.
Oh, where is he from? What? I'm from Deuce.
Something's different.
Six feet.
He said he
was 6 feet. Say the three times.
You're a hoe.
What's up, man?
The video was posted on the website of the Omaha, Nebraska Police Officers Association, which says we have an obligation to share it to continue to educate the law-abiding public about the terrible cycle of violence and thuggery that some young innocent children find themselves helplessly trapped in.
When you see a child being treated like this, who can't really defend themselves, an innocent child, unfortunately, though, it's something that as police officers we see that is all too common.
Commenters on the police union's website objected to what some saw as racial overtones in posting the video.
This behavior is going to potentially lead this child down a path that is completely unhealthy. It has nothing to do with race or ethnicity.
Omaha's chief of police released a statement saying the department has no control over the content of the police union's website, and the chief strongly disagrees with any postings that may cause a divide in our community. Casey Wyan, CNN, Los Angeles.
Joining me now, CNN political commentator Mark Lamont Hill and talk radio host Mel Robbins. She's also a former public defender. I can barely watch it. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Though it's tough to watch. I mean, again, no law was probably broken in that video, but it's still, it almost feels like child abuse.
Yeah, it does. But that's what I wanted to ask. Listen, they said that this is
an example of the thug cycle in Omaha that kids are trapped in. What do you say? First of all, that's clearly an awful thing that just happened there. It's irresponsible, it's bad parenting, it's bad uncling, whatever you want to call it, from the whoever was on that video. I'm not...
And this is one of the problems with society these days. This is why we can't have nice things. That was difficult to watch. The Police Association obviously found it on Facebook, and so they thought they'd post it. CNN obscured it. This is CNN, of course. CNN obscured it. As much as they can. They had some subtitles there that were also censored, but that was shocking.
Well, back onto the fairway. The ideal situation, play the ball straight down the fairway, then you have to go to the left on your second shot. There's water that runs all the way down the left on the tee shot. It goes around to a lake in front of the green on your right side for your second and third shot. Par 5, 18th at Cascada. It's a beautiful hole, but it can be very tricky. Now that you've seen how beautiful Cascada Golf Club is, let's go to Rio Seco. That's where the home of the Butarma School of Golf is. And let me show you some of the holes on that great golf course. The 8th hole of Rio Seco Golf Club is a good par 5. 566 yards from the back tee. The dog leg is slightly from right to left. There's a natural desert land right in front of the green. Ideal drive takes you down the right side, away from the bunkers on the left. From there, you lay the ball up.
Okay, we're watching a golf show. Boring. Next. This looks like someone might have left a CD in the player. Hang on, let's see what happens. No, it's just going around. That's not going to work.
John, kids, you can go to college and be in the top 10 if you're a great athlete, or you can go to college, come work at ESPN and Sports Center, and help work on the top 10. Like Glenn went to Emerson, which is in Boston. Any great college action tonight?
Oh, we got a lot. Jason Morris,
yeah,
dunking right over Jabari Parker, really good tonight. But also Melvin Edgem, he's got everybody talking.
I heard it was nasty.
It was really good.
Is it good enough to be number one? Here it is, the alley-oop everyone's talking about. Oh my goodness. Very nice. Is it good enough to be number one? Find out later on SportsCenter's Top 10.
And that's ESPN SportsCenter, mainly talking about basketball. We'll go, that goes to an ad. This looks like ESPN 1. That's a commercial.
From local dealers and special offers.
That one.
So you can find the one new car your head and heart can agree on.
Whoa.
Autotrader.com, the ultimate automotive marketplace.
Quite simply, Investor's Business Daily's mission is to teach people how to make money in the stock market. The training programs that we set up with GoToMeeting allow our trainers at IBD to interact in a very personal way with our customers. HD Faces allows our subscribers and trainers to build trust instantly, and trust enables communication. I believe that the type of relationship that we're building with our customers through GoToMeeting is really transforming our business.
Visit GoToMeeting.com today and try it free.
What won last year won't win this year. No one remembers the person who did it the second time. They remember the first. Because all it takes is one person, one run, one trip to change everything for everyone.
But you and I, more me, were two of the best secret agents in the world. We've been up against terrorists, assassins, the KGB, North Korea. She's in command. Cyborgs.
Can somebody shoot him?
Help me out.
Space pirates? Do something.
I can't because I left my lightsaber in my other space pants. Oh my god! I forgot about the space pirates!
Archer, all new season, Monday at 10, only on events.
Yo, I'm Bobby Moynihan. We're in studio laying down tracks for Chosen, a new animated series on FX. It's gonna be sticky, featuring the one and only Method Man. And Method, is Method Man around? Hey, Method Man, are you here? Where are you at, man?
I'm camping.
Okay, Method's camping.
Chosen, series premiere Monday at 10:30, only on FX.
Now it's time for the Wendy's Wooden Watch. Iowa State's DeAndre Kane, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, 5 steals against Baylor. He's the third player in the last 15 seasons with at least 35, 5, and 5 against a ranked opponent. First since Kemba Walker against Syracuse in March of 2011.
Wendy's Wooden Watch is brought to you by Wendy's.
Oh, really? Thank you, Captain Obvious. The Wendy's Wooden Award is brought to you by Wendy's, which is brought to you by Captain Obvious.
State beat Oklahoma State on Saturday, taking on TCU. Thomas Gibson.
This is ESPN1 talking about college basketball again.
We didn't have to do any work other than say what we needed. Just 1, 2, 3, I found my guy, and everything was smooth.
And it's always free to use.
We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Go to homeadvisor.com now to get started on your next project.
Car looks good. What are you asking?
It's $9,000. Firm.
Really? Show me the Carfax.
Looks like it's had an accident.
$500 off. Final offer.
Says here the car was total.
$1,000 off. What do you guys got? Some kind of crystal ball?
Nope. She saw the accident reported to Carfax. Nobody knows everything, but a Carfax report is a great place to start. Get yours now at Carfax.com.
Before you settle for another ordinary mattress, isn't it time you discover the Sleep Number bed? The only bed clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Right now, it's our lowest price of the season. Save $300 to $800 on our newest innovations, plus 18-month special financing on all Sleep Number beds. Only at a Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $699.99. Sleep Number. Comfort. Individualized.
Hello, beautiful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, Anthony. How much did my discount double check save me?
About $150.
Done. I don't have State Farm, but insurance, find me money.
I got you a dollar. Oh, you almost had it. You're gonna be quicker than that.
Well, having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. There to help you with unexpected savings. That's getting to a better state.
Some phones you can't get up from. ESPN Film presents a 30 for 30 film, The Price of Gold, Thursday, January 16th at 9 on ESPN.
Now that ad was interesting. It was, you might not have been able to figure it out just by listening to it. ChristianMingle.com is the one that I'm playing now while it's on mute. Damn it. I would have had some interesting audio. It was a Nissan car commercial, and this Nissan was driving around the States, and it was obviously supposed to show that they can, you know, it's nimble and it's maneuverable and everything like that, but as a lot of ads do, they go in a sort of fantasy world, and on the screen it says, "This is fantasy," as in, this can't happen. And then there's a scene where a car jumps up a ramp, and then there's a train going by, and the car jumps on top of the train, and it says, "This is fantasy. Cars cannot jump on top of trains." Like, oh man, are you people serious? if you can't figure out that that's fantasy, that's what's wrong with America. Looks like it's talking about basketball again. Oh, this is, pardon the interruption, on ESPN.
And you could hear calls for his dismissal, but the Panthers finished 11-1. And now the noise is that Rivera could be coach of the year. Boobon, Carolina's a home dog this weekend. You like them to beat San Francisco?
No, so that's a real pick. You know who should be proud of? Mike Ditka. Those are two of his pups that are out there leading teams deep into the playoffs. Very nice for Coach Ditka.
Happy anniversary, Nick Saban. On this day 4 years ago and last year, Alabama won the national championship. Those are two of Saban's four national championships. And it's hard not to wonder if Alabama would have won the game last night had Saban not called for the last-second field goal at Auburn and taken his chances in overtime.
It's fair to wonder. Let me just add this. Saban, who's so irritating sometimes as a coach, he is so great as a broadcaster. He brings up things that no one could think of other than a great coach, and that's the glory of listening to him. I can listen to him all day.
I will not have him in your seat on PTI.
You sure?
I will not
have him. I might have him in yours.
Happy trails, Lindsey Vonn, the defending Olympic gold medalist in the downhill, withdrew from the upcoming Sochi Olympics today, explaining there was too much toll on her right knee from all those recent injuries, and she wasn't healthy enough to ski. Vonn surely was going to be one of, if not the face, in skiing coverage for NBC. Not only is she a great champion, a daredevil out there, but her romance with Tiger Woods has made her one of the most recognizable female athletes in the world.
This is happy trails in the Winter Olympics for me.
Oh, not for me.
For me?
You involved the whole thing?
It's just a...
Oh, really? So we're saying this woman is an awesome athlete, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and by the way, she's going out with Tiger Woods, and so that's why people know her. Oh, seriously? So she. I actually thought so she was an abbreviation, because you know how, and this happened before, they were talking about, Dunkin' Donuts. They just called it Dunkin'. As a classic example, Sochi, S-O-C-H-I. I thought it was an abbreviation for like Southern China for the Winter Olympics, but no, it's actually Sochi in Russia. And now I actually know someone called Sochi, not spelled the same way, but yeah. Anywho, let's continue before this turns into an episode of Lyft Confessionals, or hang on, Elevator Confessionals in the US. It's just a blank channel.
When it's pretty easy, and if you have proper weight, if your weight shifts correctly while you're keeping your elbows down, you're going to love the game of golf.
Well, I've loved spending this time with
you.
I know you're busy. And it's so nice of you to give us this time. Really appreciate it. It's also nice of the Concession Golf Club to give us this time. And nice that y'all were able to join us. Don't make this a one-time affair, though. Stick around. Come back for more Golf Channel Academy on Golf Channel.
There is a Golf Channel. Oh, my God. There's a Golf Channel. Seriously, golf is the interruption of a good walk. I've almost got my bottle of Pepsi open. This is the Cartoon Network. Oh, King of the Hill. Okay. Am I tightening that or loosening that? I don't even know anymore. Oh, I don't know. Mexican Pepsi, you are trapped.
Remember our old percolator? Now that made a cup of coffee.
If you want to open up that can of worms, let's talk about the old can.
Yay! I have finally got the Mexican Pepsi open. We're 48 minutes into the episode, but I finally got it open. Haven't been trying to get it open the whole time, though.
How many times have I told you there are no dinosaur bones under our yard?
Mexican Pepsi, finally got you open after 48 minutes in the episode of trying to struggle to get you open. Yeah, that's the taste I remember. It is definitely a different taste to Australian Pepsi and American Pepsi. I was very surprised when I was able to get it in the convenience store downstairs.
Sir, the last time we played this game, Joe Jack got hit with a paternity suit.
It's fixing to get ugly around here. The bystanders about to print a story claiming women are illegally dumping our old propane tanks in the Cottonwood River.
What? Why would they say that?
Because they're jackals. They're trying to fill their news holes, and because they got proof.
Dang it, Mr. Strickland. I don't understand how you can be Strickland's greatest asset and...
Can you tell me what happened tonight? Tell me. I know you're scared, but I need you to be a really big boy and tell me what you saw tonight, okay?
The monster hurt my daddy.
Without an accident, Allstate sends a check. Silence. Are you in good hands?
Seriously, they send you a check after 6 months of not having an accident? That's pretty cool. It seems strange they had the theme music for Law & Order SVU, which we do get in Australia. Oh, here's that television ad again. NissanUSA.com, cars driving along. Up a ramp. Fantasy, do not attempt. Jumps up into the air. Onto the top of a moving train. Fantasy, do not attempt. Cars can't jump on trains. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Car jumps off the trains. Still professional driver on location. Do not attempt. The all-new Nissan Rogue. Innovation that excites. Okay, let's move on. We know SVU's on.
For probation violation, original charges, aggravated assault with syringe. This is what our suspect looks like.
He looks like a suspect.
In the beginning, when me and James first got together, he had done some drugs, the meth, and he wanted to quit. So I tried to help him. But I think towards the end, he was just totally spun off on it again. He was just not all there. I had come home, and the first thing I noticed, his house was in disarray. He was in the process of taking the smoke detector off the wall and playing with the wires, thinking there's cameras in there and that people are watching us. I grabbed him by his shirt to try to stop him, and he broke free. He pulled out the big horror movie butcher knife from my case. And he charged me with it, saying, "You're not so tough now, are you?" So I was like frozen with fear. And around that time, he pulled out a syringe from his pocket. And he's like, "Well, I have some stuff in here that's gonna knock you out." He still had the knife, but he had the syringe up. I'm yelling and crying. I managed to get past him and run towards the front door. He followed me outside and told me, "I know where your parents and your kids live." I'm still scared staying by myself. I still think one of these days he's gonna come back for me.
I have him staying with his parents. The other day I sat on the place, I saw a gentleman that resembled him. Hopefully it was him. The dwelling is a big two-story home. It's a lot of junk in the yard. Right now there's no movement. Okay, now there's light on. Okay. Max, you want to take them around?
Yeah, I'll take
them. Nick, you want to be point, and I'll be behind you. And then Max, you can get around, and you can just take up the rear, okay? Hold on.
It's here, so.
Ah!
Oh, shit, it's cold.
We're on my way, Bobby.
All right, this is great. Hey, neighbors just came out. Said that there's a boy who lived at that address, so I was going to probably get him.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's one of these tag-along, ride-along police shows. Don't know what it's called, but it's on the TNT channel.
Plus other great dates for only a buck. So whatever flavor you're craving, McDonald's knows what you like. The dollar menu and more. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
LARPing and zombies and
yelling. Game on.
Robots and swords and cosplay.
Game on.
Puzzles and debating and fighting.
Game on.
Racing and dissecting and flying.
Game on.
Exploding and shooting and guest stars.
Over.
Bring it.
King of the Nerds. An all-new competition begins Thursday, January 23rd. Only on TBS. Very funny.
Marry my sister, you got to show me that you deserve her.
What? Okay, so there's a show called King of the Nerds, apparently. What channel was that? That was, I don't know, it was an ad.
No contract plans start at just $7 a month. The new Big Button Big Easy Flip. Track phone. Do everything for less.
Whatever you love, you do, and you do it with full heart.
This looks wicked!
And for me, there is no halfway.
I'm going.
It's always to the extreme.
Rip it all out!
Anything I want to do, I'm going to do it. And with houses, why can't I?
This will be the coolest master bath I've ever done.
It's tiring, it's exhausting. It's a dream come true.
It will be, without a doubt, the prettiest house on the spot.
Nicole Curtis is the rehab addict. All new Thursday night at 9 on HGTV.
Okay, now that is a classic example of differences between Australia and America, even though I do know Australians and Americans sometimes talk the same language. But I also know that sometimes they use different words for different situations, and this looks like a situation of that. The rehab addict. When you think of rehab, you commonly think of someone's gone to dry out. Somebody such as a Paris Hilton, such as a Lindsay Lohan, etc., etc., etc. You know, they've gone to rehab. Amy Winehouse wrote a song about it, for instance, called Rehab. But what it's actually talking about is home renovations. So why wouldn't you call it like renovation addict or reno addict? Although then again, having said that, because reno as in renovation is spelt the same way as Reno as in the city in Northern Nevada, yeah, I can understand why they don't do that. But yeah. Oh, here's a show about being an addict in Reno. No, we're talking about renovation. Call it renovation addict. Rehab addict? Meh, I don't get it.
Ship it free or visit a Sears store today. And Consumer Cellular was selected as the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members. Ask about your special discounts. Call 1-800-379-5062. Go online to consumercellular.com or visit a Sears store today.
Barry Salvinari is thriving in the New York art world. After arriving on the scene in 1976, he establishes one of the premier galleries on the Upper East Side. He's passionate about art, and he exudes warmth with his clients.
He was always outgoing, happy to see us, very affable.
Before he dies in 2004, Dr. Ellen Shander's father, Dr. Alexander Perlman, entrusts his $2 million art collection to Larry Salvinari for safekeeping for his heirs.
When I came to visit the artwork at his gallery right after my dad died, he was very nice, very considerate, very calm, very interactive. know I care about you.
Around this time, Larry Salander begins a big expansion of his business. So far, Salander is focused on scouting lesser-known artists. Now, he wants to step into the arena of the Old Masters.
Old Masters is kind of like a kitchen sink category for things that could be over, say, 200 years old. French, German.
Employment benefits. If Congress doesn't reverse that cutoff, something like 14 million Americans are going to be affected by that this year. 1.3 million Americans were just cut off. It's going to be 14 million Americans will be cut off this year because of that change. People who otherwise would have unemployment benefits, but they're going to be cut off or they already have been. Last night on the show, we had the number three Democrat in the Senate here on this show, sort of showing us the Democrats' low expectations for this vote today. Senator Schumer was here on this program last night talking about how the Democrats were planning to make the Republicans keep voting on this issue over and over and over again once the Republicans inevitably voted it down today. But surprise, they didn't vote it down. Legitimately, surprise, nobody expected this. Even while the vote was still taking place today, nobody knew whether or not this thing was going to pass.
So we're obviously in the news section of the TV.
What news programs and documentaries in Arabic? It's all here on RT. Reporting from the world's hotspots. VIP interviews. Intriguing stories. Are you here? Then try RT Arabic. To find out more, visit arabic.rt.com.
Welcome back. You're watching RT International live from Moscow. The Winter Paralympics in Sochi will welcome Russia's national sledge hockey team for the first time. We've already seen them in training and met their captain. So RT's Margaret Howell went to meet the family, but behind Vadim Siryukin, who helped him with adversity and become a top-level athlete.
So that's a foreign language channel with a program coming to us at the moment from Moscow.
Okay. We're just going to try to slide it.
To the north, on Highway 1, another crew is trying to keep something else from falling. Boulders. The warm weather is causing an uptick in rock slides along the Fraser Canyon. A week ago, a rock slide on this same stretch of highway forced a lumber truck off a cliff. Today, a team of scalers led by Mike Rast and Lasta Hall have to make this unstable rock face safe again.
This is very interesting. This is a show called Highway Through Hell, which I've already seen. This is a Canadian version of the show, whereas there's also a American version called Highway Through Hell USA. The interesting part about this for me, apart from the fact that I've already seen this show, so I'm familiar with it, is it's basically based around a towing company. And the guy is called Jamie Davis. I also know another Jamie Davis, the Podmedic, who unfortunately I didn't bump into at New Media Expo, and he's over at the Consumer and Electronics Show at the moment. But this is on the Weather Channel, and in Australia, the Weather Channel is only for weather. It's not even really, there's not that many like weather documentaries or anything like that. So this would be on something like the A&E channel back in Australia, for instance. Okie dokie, time to move on to the next channel.
As I told you, it's really easy to
this route. Consumer Cellular. Simple plans with award-winning service and no contract. Start your 30-day risk-free trial today. Activation is free, a $35 value, and we'll ship it free. Or visit a Sears store today. And Consumer Cellular was selected as the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members. Ask about your special discounts. Call 1-800-379-5062. Go online to consumercellular.com or visit a Sears store today.
A dangerous deep freeze for two-thirds of America. How cold is it? Parts of the Midwest and the East have been colder than much of Antarctica. Airlines have canceled more than 2,000 flights today because of mechanical and icing worries. And that means that over the last 4 days, 11,000 flights have been canceled. Look at these pictures. Take a look at this one from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Look at this. You can see icicles on street signals as the firefighters pour water on a fire. And at the nation's capital, it's so cold that the reflecting pool on the National Mall has frozen over. Our own meteorologist, James Dean, is live outside of our New York studios where it is just 8 degrees right now. And he's got the furry hat on. And why not?
Yes, this is my polar vortex hat. I saved it for prime time. It deserves its own hashtag. Let's take a look at the temperatures right now, the wind chills. And actually, we'll take a look at the records that we broke today in Detroit, minus 14. NYC Central Park, 4 degrees. I believe that's a 100-year record that was broken. Austin, Texas, 14. Toledo, Ohio, minus 14. You get the picture. Mobile, Alabama broke a record at 13. Over 4 dozen records broken. This morning's actual lows, those are air temperatures, not wind chills. And those are current wind chills, courtesy of our friends in Canada, where it still feels like more minus 40s, minus 50s. Minus 11 is what it feels like in Chicago. Minus 1 in New York. Perfect for the fancy hat. 11 in Atlanta, 27 in Kansas City. Here's the forecast wind chill as we go through the evening tonight, Megan. Again, sub-zero temperatures tomorrow, though, in the teens and 20s, which is great news because we are going to warm up. That is the silver lining with all of this, that over the next 24 to 48 hours, temperatures are going to rise astronomically in some cases, where it's going to feel like springtime. Look at New York, 13 today, 50s on the weekend. It's going to be downright springtime in Central Park. And there's Atlanta, okay. Georgia, 25 today, in the 60s by the weekend.
But here's my question. You know, past couple of winters here in New York and elsewhere in the country, we've had mild weather in many cases. I mean, more mild than normal. Now we get some polar vortex. I don't know what it is, but what's happening?
We're getting a little taste of the Arctic. Megan, this polar vortex thing has been blown out of proportion a little bit. Polar vortex has been there since the beginning of time over the Arctic. We've gotten a little piece of it, a little piece of energy that has dipped southward. The rare part of it is that it's dipped southward as far south as the Gulf Coast. But the polar vortex has always been there. It's, you know, it's the media making a big hype out of this. It's winter, for gosh sakes. It happens. It happens.
It sounds like an ice cream that we can order at, you know, Tasty Freeze. I'll take the polar vortex with a little chocolate sprinkles.
Or a fancy hat like this that looks like I'm in the 70s.
See you, JD. Thank you. You gotta keep moving, otherwise you're cold. New fallout in moments from this breaking news involving the former Defense Secretary, Bob Gates, and his new attacks, criticisms.
Now, the interesting thing about those temperatures, of course, being in America, all of those are in Fahrenheit. So for Albert and any Australians listening, all of those temperatures that you heard in the last segment were indeed Fahrenheit. 32 degrees Fahrenheit equals 0 degrees Celsius, which is freezing. So when you think that some of those temperatures were indeed, you know, we're talking about wind chills of, you know, minus 40, minus 50 degrees in northern Canada. Now, of course, when it gets down to, you know, those sort of temperatures, it's just, you know, it's just wrong. It just shouldn't be that cold. And there seems to be a lot of Americans who haven't prepared. And, of course, there's only so much that you can prepare to a point. You sort of prepare to what it normally is. And then if it goes well below that, you know, like 13 degrees. Okay, here's a classic example. One of the temperatures stated, okay, let's do this one. It was stated as 6 degrees Fahrenheit in Atlanta, Georgia, where Captain Jeff, the airline pilot guy, is. So if I type into Google should do the number, not the letter. Degrees Fahrenheit in Celsius. 6 degrees Fahrenheit is -14.444 in Celsius. So yeah, that is flipping cold. You look at it as an Australian and you think, oh, 6 degrees isn't that cold, until you remember, of course, that you know, it's 32 degrees Fahrenheit equals freezing. So that's well under freezing. Minus 14. Yeah, that's cold. That's cold for, you know, in the deep south. Let's change channels. Some of the... We're in the news segment, news section of the TV, I think.
Tell me too. You willing to have two murders on your head?
You got no idea what I'm willing to do.
I understand, Ava, why you needed to do it the way that you did it. There's still one more move we can make when we get rid of Delroy's body once and for all.
This is my world, and my world has a high cost of living.
How much do you want?
100,000
each.
What has your God told you to do, Mr. Augustine?
Kill Drew Thompson.
Well, if you want Drew Thompson, you'll need Raylan Givens. And if you want Raylan Givens, you'll need me.
Raylan, old friend.
Hold your fire. Drew's not here. You want to come in and take a look, boy?
Want to send a message to you and the boys you're working for from Detroit. You lost.
Give up. Go home.
Was that the marshal in the hat?
It was.
What was his name?
Raylan Givens. We got to go.
Congratulations. Nice work. And you're suspended.
So, Drew Thompson and Ellen May taken care of, huh?
Drew's on his way to the safe house. We put Ellen May up in a little no-tell motel until we figure out what to do with her.
Well, good. And what's this?
Paperwork's all done. All's right with the world.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
There's not just one more thing you need to do before I suspend you?
No, I think I'm good.
That was supposed to be withering sarcasm.
Because I'm thorough. Because I like to see things through.
I think maybe it's because you'd rather face a gun thug than, say, go to a birthing class.
Well, I'm going to start testing that theory right now. I call from Winona something about two rocking chairs, and we already had one.
Well, how many rocking chairs does a woman need?
Apparently, I'm about to find out.
Well, consider yourself suspended.
Much obliged. That guy you shot, you good?
He called it.
Well, if you need someone to talk to,
I got Rachel.
No, Pink.
I beg your pardon.
Baby's nursery. I'm going to stay away from Pink.
Keep that in mind.
I could have told him that.
Is everything on the list?
No idea what that show is. Like typical drama, sort of police procedural. Oh, NHK World. I've actually been watching this channel a little bit back at home. Mainly seems to be coming out of Japan. So this is actually good. Looks like they're doing some rice. Possibly they're making some rice. This will be interesting. It'll be more interesting when I find the mute button.
To celebrate key points in the farming calendar. Udon is cheap, quick to make, and very tasty. We look at the story of udon and how it won its place as a staple dish in Japan. In Japan, udon boasts unparalleled popularity. Udon is delicious, hot or cold, simmered or fried. Udon is made by adding water and salt to wheat flour before kneading and rolling the mixture.
So what they're talking about here is they're talking about a type of Japanese noodle. And so I've noticed on this channel that when they're doing like commentary and voiceovers and stuff, the English is very simple. Oh, I just heard a freight train. Is he going to blow his horn again? I don't even know if you heard that, but from outside, from out the window here in my hotel suite in Vegas, I can actually see the railway line. Now, of course, I am heading to Japan next month, so I'll be able to repeat this. I'm actually going to repeat this scenario when I get to Miami or Georgia. It'll be interesting to see, down in the southeast, how much this particular exercise would change. And then I'm going to do the same thing in Japan and in Singapore, just to get a little bit of a difference. Okay, we're back to the Fox Business Channel.
Thought Obama was going to do. And recently there's been a couple of pieces, I think in Politico and elsewhere, that talked about the worst person to be in Washington is a member of Obama's cabinet. You never meet, he never listens to you, have no power, yeah. And he just acts sort of on his own. So
And he acts with this close-knit circle of advisors who just drive people crazy, and they have no respect for the quorum or the military. And for a person like Robert Gates, you know, for those of us who are enchanted by the idea of sort of a postmodern presidency, which, you know, this really is not. For someone like Gates, who, you know, has been beholden to the system in Washington for so many administrations, it's foreign to him, and it's yucky.
Gates also had some critical things to say about the Pentagon in general, the notion that they weren't particularly nimble, that they were bureaucratic, that he had to work particularly hard to force through getting body armor to troops, which is one of the favorite things for both conservatives and Democrats to pick up and sort of beat the particular president that's in office over the head with. It looks like there's just a tremendous amount of bureaucracy, and this is the inevitable result that bad things happen and that there are inefficiencies.
I mean, imagine if Hillary Clinton is this candid about her time as Secretary of State, because I don't think she's going to be the next president. But wait, she would make so much money. Remember how much she got for her first autobiography?
She'll get the book contract, but she'll never be candid. She'll make a...
flavorful menu at Earl of Sandwich. Enjoy our new green salads, unique new handcrafted wraps, and the freshest artisan soups. Sandwiches starting at just $5.99. Breakfast is served until 11 a.m. Now accepting total rewards. Stop by anytime. We're open 24 hours. Located on the casino level at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
Okay, this appears to be like an in-house channel, which is going through and telling us various places to eat and drink in the various casinos in and around Vegas. Unfortunately, it's just a lot of vision with some music, not necessarily a lot of audio to go along with that. Burlesque University. I'm going to Burlesque University.
Do you find that other people's children never look quite right?
They can only be experienced.
We love to go out because it convinces ourselves that our lives don't suck.
In front of thousands.
A little bit of war going on with you and the box of cookies at night. I was just going to have a cup. I mowed down all
right. Jerry Seinfeld live on stage.
Jerry Seinfeld live at the Caesar's Palace. Okay. Another in-house channel. Another one. Sports Page TV is having some technical difficulties. Please reboot. Sport Page TV is having some technical difficulties. Please reboot. Sport Page TV. See, that's a fail of the name of the thing. I can't even read it, so let's take a photo of the screen. There we go. So this is obviously a sport channel that isn't working. We must be almost to the end. In-house channel, which is very loud compared to the others. Hello, ladies. Chippendale's in-house channel. Another in-house channel.
So baby, let's go home, go home, home. We're ready later tonight.
There's one thing for certain. We're ready to go to new places we've never been. The 2014 Corolla. Toyota, 一路, 精彩.
This looks...
整形外科医院超过两万例以上丰富临床整形实证经验，长寿邀美中韩三国担任临床手术指导的WAVE整形外科医院，超过两万例以上丰富临床整形实证经验，长寿邀美中韩三国担任临床手术指导的WAVE整形外科。享受极致医美，为您打造无痕之美。整形权威专家为您量身打造精致鼻梁与明亮大眼，打造美丽亮眼、完美鼻型。绝佳机会限量预约中，就让拥有卓越实力的WAVE整形外科打造完美的自己。您准备好了吗？美丽专线WAVE整形外科88960发3700发8960发3700。
Okay, this channel appears to be like an Asian home shopping network or something like that, or just an Asian show, Asian channel in general. I'm not sure which part of Asia this is coming from, but that particular one was actually an ad for a cosmetic surgery. And the interesting thing was that they were showing like the before and after shots of someone who had had nose surgery, an Asian woman that had had nose surgery. And what they did, they blurred her eyes and they blurred her mouth, so you wouldn't be able to tell who she was. Like, seriously? This looks like a Japanese game show or something. I know I'm going to Japan soon, but...
请问便宜，我不需要告诉我们一点点，你知道吗？哇哦，还是有要电话？没有。我要查他的视频的画面，那个玉体横陈在他身上。哦，真的吗？对，因为我以为是宅男的角色，所以他们常常会安排那种非常火辣的，他们叫做性感女神的那种女生，然后跟我搭配，然后他们就要想办法诱惑我。
他不是只有一句 sir 吗？
你看啊，很多他们都被这个。在比赛的过程中，宅男通常都跟女生配一对。他们想要看你的反应怎么样？对，所以台词是
sir。
So what a better place to actually end the episode. I haven't got all the way through the channels yet. 54. Oh, when it looks like we're now into the Asian section. Oh. Which is going to be a totally different podcast altogether. And we only had about 5 channels to go, but I hope you enjoyed that. That was something a little bit different. A little bit different. That last one appeared to be like a Japanese quiz show that was talking about movies and whatnot. Anywho, I'm Erk. This has been Erk Pod and also Erk to the Diary Room. From Vegas, I'm Erk. Thanks for listening, looking over the skies of Vegas for the last time. Good night, Interweb.